Hi, my name's Ashley Blankenship, and this is a quick tour of the TrueCache High Availability plugin for WordPress developed by Patrick Engel. This plugin was developed to solve the problem when the WordPress Content Management System, or CMS, is configured in a clustered environment and distributed caching is necessary. The administrator page is only accessible for super administrator users on a multi-site installation. The administrator page is divided into four sections: an overview, a memcache management page, a file cache management page, and a document page. The overview page shows the current status of this plugin. You can see at a glance what variables are assigned in the WordPress configuration file without the need to open and edit the file. You're also shown the status of the connectivity to the memcache servers, whether they're connected or disconnected. If you have no connection to any memcache server, an administrator alert dialog is shown on all administrator pages, as well as an entry is written into the web server log. The next section is the memcache manager page. On this page, you're able to monitor the connection status with each of your assigned servers. You're able to view and delete the saved content on each of the memcache servers. This plugin is unique and different from all other caching plugins because both memcache and file-based caching is implemented. The file caching acts as a failover when the memcache servers become unavailable. During each page requested to the website, both a memcache and a file cache entry are created for the page viewed. The page generated for the file cache will only be served up to the visitors when there is no connection available to the memcache server pool. The next section for the file cache management shows you basic statistics for the total cache size. You can also view and delete the saved data in the file cache system. Please be aware that deleting the saved content for the file cache does not delete the content for memcache. To delete the saved content across both memcache and file cache, you must delete the cache individually within each caching management page. The fourth section is the documentation section. You'll find the detailed architectural of this plugin along with problems and issues that arose during the development and how these problems were resolved. You can also find a good introduction in the workings of distributed caching. In-depth knowledge on the internal boot process of WordPress is also gained. A further explanation of the configuration parameters available for the plugin is explained. A final note on future topics to improve the LAMP infrastructure high availability. Thank you for watching. I hope you found this video entertaining and informative. This is Ashley Blankenship.